Episode number 8 of Cover Uncovers with AK. Welcome. Today we've got Roger Jones on the podcast. I went a little hiatus last week. I got a little lazy, but such is life. I'm kind of toying with the idea of maybe taking my recording equipment on the road this weekend. We've got quite a bit of shows, so maybe next weekend we'll have just like a random show talking to all the guys in the van and just bugging them, because we all know that they love that. With that said, welcome to episode 8 of Cover Uncovers with AK. Mr. Roger Jones from Who Shot Lizzie. How you doing today, buddy?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. What do you got going on today?
A whole lot of sitting around.
A whole lot of sitting around?
Yeah. I like play later on tonight, but right now I'm just kind of chilling.
Nice. Got any, I know that you're always doing something handy. Like I always see posts like Sabrina. And those of you who don't know, Sabrina is his fiance, a.k.a. pretty much wifey. Sabrina's always posting stuff like, oh, Roger's fixing this, or Roger's mowing the lawn. Or
oh, man. I fought with my lawnmower for like 2 weeks.
What was wrong with it?
Pick something. The carburetor, the starter, the blade engaged belt or cable or something. I don't know, man. It was like a nightmare.
Oh, well, and then you guys were doing a whole renovation thing on the last house that you had. That looked awesome. Did you do all the work on that house?
I did a lot of it. I built the mantle and we painted it, and me and Sabrina did the flooring in it. And I don't know, just I like doing stuff like that sometimes.
Just handyman. So you're just handyman by day and then guitar player by night.
Yeah, I like, used to have my own business doing that stuff, and she had a flooring business for a long time.
Really?
But now I really don't have time to do much of it.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, no.
So music's been keeping you pretty busy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would much rather go and play a show than I would, you know, go like paint a house or something. Nobody ever asks for my picture when I'm painting their house, or asks for autographs or something.
Aww.
Way to roll those walls, man. Can I get your autograph? Never happens.
It does make you feel really cool when you're at a show and they're like, can I get your autograph? I'm like, really? Do you really want it? You really want it that bad? Because
I know, right? It's like, who am I, dude?
I'm just, you know, singing covers, so.
You know, it's always my take on it.
Yeah, you always feel cool. But yeah, at the same time, I don't think I go up. Well, now, if Channing Tatum was painting a house, I'd definitely go up to him for a picture. Just saying.
Might. Hell, I don't know.
So tell me a little bit about Roger Jones. How long have you been playing?
Oh, Lord. I actually started when I was 4.
4?
My dad played, and my stepdad played, and from what they tell me, they would put the guitar in my lap, and instead of just banging on it like a normal kid would do, I would sit there and pick out melodies on like one of the strings. And by the time I was in the second grade, my dad took me shopping for my own guitar.
Wow. And,
you know, I would sit around in a big circle with my dad's friends and play like oldies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's really how I learned how to play, was sitting around with those guys.
I'm sorry. I got excited because I remember there was one time that we were playing a show, an acoustic show together. I was filling in for somebody, and you just started whipping out like all this doo-wop stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're my favorite.
That was awesome.
Not many people, or not many guitar players, will at least admit it openly that they know that style of music, because it's so much fun. I love it.
It really is. I like everything pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Touche. But doo-wop is like the bomb. So I'm sorry. Anyway, continue. So second grade. I got excited for a minute.
So yeah, I mean, I like went and, you know, picked out my own guitar when I was in the second grade. And I remember like one of my first like guitar heroes was probably like Chuck Berry. I thought he was like the bomb.
Yeah.
So, of course I learned Johnny B. Goode and we'd sit around and they'd let me play lead on it and stuff, which I'm sure was not very good at the time.
Oh, but they were
But
proud of
they,
you, I'm sure.
oh yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. They're like super encouraging, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. And do they still, do they come out to shows ever or anything like that?
Not a whole lot. My mom came out a couple of months ago, which let's see, she had not been to a show in like probably 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, she like came out and seen me in like different bands here and there. She like saw me like probably in the early 90s, possibly
Did you have the same style that you had now?
well, no,
What?
it was much worse.
Oh.
I mean, that was still like on the butt end of the whole glam rock stuff
Oh, yeah, that's
when
right. You were
she had came
blonde.
out.
You were
Yeah, I
blonde
had
at one
long
point.
blonde hair. It was curly. I was wearing purple and black spandex with fishnet down the sides.
Bless.
It was god awful.
Oh
Yeah.
man, I do remember Sabrina posting a picture of you one time and you were blonde and I'm like, "No, this didn't happen." Did it really?
Oh yeah.
Just because you got like this long black hair, I just couldn't envision you with anything else but.
Yeah, I mean, I'd had it for so long. I eventually like cut it off, which I immediately wished I hadn't have. But then it started growing back, and I was like, let me try something different. And we went with the black. And yeah, now I'm kind of stuck with it.
What's your natural hair color?
Red.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm a ginger.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I think you should do that again.
Yeah, that's
Let's
not
try
happening.
that again.
That is not happening.
Oh, come on. It'd be fun.
I'm thinking not, yeah.
I'd enjoy it.
People used to call me Dave Mustaine and stuff, and I was like, I don't even like Megadeth.
I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, people used to call me Skeletor, so I think yours is pretty
What?
much better than mine.
Skeletor?
I remember when I was, oh gosh, I think it was like 19 and I was working as a server in a restaurant and a lot of the cooks would make fun of me because I was, skinny. And they'd be like, "All right, Skeletor, come get your food." And I'm like, I didn't even know who Skeletor was at the time. And then I googled it one day and I was like, that's really mean. It's rude.
My God, funny story real quick.
No, tell me lots of them. I want to know lots of them.
My baby sister's name was Melanie, and we used to watch this whole He-Man cartoon, and me and my brother used to call her Melator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just thought about that when you said that. I was like, holy crap. I hadn't thought
Skeletor.
about that in years.
Oh, that's so mean,
It
Melator.
was mean.
See, my brother and sister used to call me Ashtray or Ashcan.
See,
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Well, now you do.
Awesome.
No, they were normal brothers and sisters, and that was the name that I was called when I was being a butthead. Which I don't blame them. But so you played a lot when you were younger. Well, you got started when you were 4.
Yeah.
So what did you do anything when you were in high school? Like, were you in any bands or anything?
Not really. Well, okay, I'll take that back. I was in one band in high school and we did a talent show. But I can't remember what the band was called. It was something stupid, I'm sure. But we had practiced in my friend's basement. And he would go get these blocks of dry ice so we'd have fog and stuff.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, but I mean we'd play like Led Zeppelin stuff and old Kiss songs.
Did you win?
Oh God, no. We got beat by like somebody clogging or something.
Mean, like the dry ass should have been the immediate giveaway. Like,
Right? No doubt.
so cool. I wish we
We were
could
like,
use dry ice instead of fog. I
yeah.
feel like that would be so much better.
We were pretty much like Dio, but minus the talent part.
Was it, I mean, was it like the whole clan? Like, was it a guitar player, a singer, and a bass player, and a drummer? Or was it just like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's cool. I don't think I ever knew of any groups in high school.
I think we played Spirit of Radio by Rush for the talent show.
Nice. Wait, do you have that on video?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
I don't think they made video cameras back then.
Well, I mean, they had to have. Yes, they did. You're so full of it.
But they didn't have, you know, these handy little phones with cameras in them and stuff then.
Yeah, they were a lot bigger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. I remember us carrying around like a big old video tape recorder. This clunky thing that you had to set on a stand, a tripod that got in everybody's way and drove them nuts.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember those too well. So, okay, so you were in that band in high school. And then when you graduated, did you have the intention of being a rock star or did you want to do something else?
Oh, no. I mean, that's the only thing I ever really wanted to do was play the guitar. I mean, that absorbed my life pretty much from an early age. Like, probably the third grade, I heard of Kiss. And my parents bought me tickets to a Kiss concert when I was in the third grade and took me to it. And I was hooked. I was like, I want to do that.
That's so cool.
And that's all I ever really dreamed about doing, really. I mean, so fresh out of high school, I started playing in a few bars and stuff with some friends. And I think I joined Revolver, which was a Southeastern road band. By the time I was probably 19 or 20.
Wow. And then what? I mean, you've been doing that since then?
Yeah, pretty much. Traveling? I mean, I took some time off. I got married at one point and, you know, had a bunch of kids and stuff and tried to be normal. And
wait, you have kids?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have known this man for 3 years, and I did not even know he had kids. I knew Sabrina had kids, but...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, three boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky for you.
Yeah, 18, 17, and 16.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to find a new hobby.
Wow, well, I feel like a jerk for not knowing that. Dang. Okay. All right. So you took a break from, how long did you take a break from music for?
Not ever very long at one time. You know, I think I took like 2 or 3 years here and there. You know, I tried to be normal for a while and try to get out of it. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, it drove me crazy. I had to be on stage.
You know, I've heard that, from several people, and they say, you know, even Aaron, my fiance, he say, you know, once you get a taste of being on stage and playing in front of tons of people and having that just emotional roller coaster on stage, it's hard to get away from that. I mean, you may want to take a break from it, you may get exhausted from it, but oh, yeah. You will never completely stray away from it ever.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't imagine not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have my days. I have my days where I'm like, I just want to lay in bed and I don't want to go anywhere. But,
same here.
But then you get out there and you do it and you're like, wow, that was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be very hard.
I mean, the people that you meet that come out to see you and stuff, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, it's great just meeting all these people. And you're like... kind of sharing some of your emotions and feeling with them, you know, for that time you're on stage. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
How do you beat that?
I don't know. I'm worried. Like, I'm excited, but I'm worried. But, like, when it gets to the point where, you know, Aaron and I want to have a baby, like, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to step away from this for a little while. But it's, like, a bittersweet thing. So when that day comes, it'll be interesting. I'll have all the feels.
You'll be super happy though.
Oh yeah. No, I love it. I love being a mommy to Layla. She's such a sweetheart, and it does. I get baby fever a lot more often than none.
Yeah, I like see your posts here and there and stuff, and I think this is like great. It like makes me happy for you.
No, thank you. I am. I'm so happy. And she's just full of life, and she really does teach you patience.
Oh
And when they start repeating what you say,
yeah.
it teaches you to be a little bit more not vulgar.
Yeah, I've had some experience with that myself.
Not to say that I have a terrible mouth, but there, you know, when you're can you stub your toe and you say something and you're like, "Argh!" It's just inevitable.
Yeah, I'm like terrible.
It happens.
I was putting the kids in the car one day to go somewhere, and they were like still like really young, and there was a bunch of stuff in the seat. So like two of them got in the very back, and my youngest was waiting to get in, and he was just standing there. I was like, "Dude, get in the car." He's like, "There's all that stuff in the seat." And I was like, "Well, just move some of that damn stuff." And he looked at me and he went, "You mean this damn stuff, Daddy?" And I had to like run out in the yard and like laugh my ass off for a few minutes. And then I had to go back and, "Hey, don't be saying that stuff."
Yo, it's so
But it
hard
was
not to
hilarious.
laugh. It's
Yeah, it
so
really is.
hard. Cause it, yeah, cause, well, there's been I learned that quickly because I'm used to being like the fun aunt, cause I have two nieces,
Oh, wow.
and so I'm that kooky aunt who likes to get them in trouble and all that stuff. So then like once I had to hang like once I started hanging out with Layla, it was kind of like she would say things that I know are inappropriate. But instead of like disciplining, I'd start laughing. And then she'd start laughing. And then Aaron would have to come and be like, Layla, you can't say that. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Whoops. So it changed. So I'm okay. But yeah, it happened for a little while.
Yeah, they will say I anything that you say.
Oh, yeah. And they'll say it. They know it. They know it's bad, but they'll say it because they're just confirming to you that it is bad, but they'll still say
True.
it. Like it's okay if they say it, even though they know it's bad.
Very true.
So tell me about Who Shot Lizzie? How long have you been in this group?
Oh, wow. I think it's getting close to 4 years.
And is that how long the band has been together? Are you one of the original members?
Oh no, God no.
Oh.
No, the only original person left is Chuck, who is the founding member.
Is he the lead singer?
No, he's a bass player.
Oh.
But it was his band, and him and his son, Josh, who plays drums for the Matt Bennett band, were playing together in Who Shot Lizzie for a while. So it was father son kind of stuff, which was really cool.
Nice.
But I'd went and done like some fill-in gigs with them, like years before I ever joined them. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I mean, I've had a band called Voodoo Jones that played like heavy hard rock stuff, and did the whole big hair makeup, black clothes, chains,
Nice.
and Chuck had Who Shot Lizzie, which was the country band, and we would go and see each other's bands and stuff, when we could, and we were friends, and so when I let Voodoo Jones fold, Chuck asked me if I wanted to play guitar for them, and I was like, "How is that going to work? I'm rock, y'all are country." But I mean, I've always dabbled in it, so I was like, "Sure, man, let's try it." And he got so many calls, like fussing, like, "Why are you hiring Roger Jones, the rock player, to play in your country band?" And I had a bunch of calls. "Dude, you're selling out. You're going to go play country now?" So there were like people mad at us for it.
That's
I mean, I was like,
funny.
"What in the hell?" So we started doing shows and proved them all wrong, and been having a good time ever since.
Nice. I know you guys have had a lot of really good ups with this band because in the last few years I've noticed that you guys are, you've cut albums and you're making videos. Didn't you make it like on the top charts for a radio station?
We got so several different, I guess it's like online radio stations. We've had two songs go to number one on these charts and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I had one song that stayed up in the top 10 for I think about 2 years,
Really?
which is crazy. Yeah.
Good for you guys.
We like didn't even, keep on pushing it. And I guess the listeners just kept it there,
Now,
which
are you guys
was
signed with a
amazing.
label at all, or is it just.
No, it's all in-house.
Wow.
Like, yeah, booking, do it ourselves kind of stuff.
Now, how often do you play with, because I know you do like acoustic stuff during the week. How often do you play with Who Shot Lizzie? Is it pretty much every week?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Does
It's
Sabrina
like,
go to all of them? I mean, I know that she used to quite a bit, but I know since the incident that happened.
yeah, not so much now. Every now and then I'll talk her into going, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening and it's your first time being introduced to Roger Jones, Sabrina had a stroke. Was it 2 years ago, maybe?
Possibly so, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty major. It really affected her life quite a bit.
It was scary.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, I remember when you made the post about it, and I'm like, you're joking. No, and no. And then it was like, holy crap, yeah, like this is serious. And and then she eventually started to post, on Facebook, and I love how broken it was. Like she just couldn't, like sometimes she misspell the word and she knew it, and it was kind of funny. But bless her heart, she's come a long way. I mean, I'm really
Oh,
happy that
God, yes.
she's back singing again and kind of back in her spirits. But she does get a lot of anxieties. That's what she tells me when
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
in a big room of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is totally not like her at all.
Yeah, I know, right?
Pre-stroke, I mean, that was like,
Yeah.
that woman, you could, I mean, I remember having the funniest conversations. Oh, do you remember, funny story, do you remember when you and John were doing an open mic night at Owen's?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And this is like 3 years ago. And I remember this girl comes in looking like she just walked out of Hollywood. And she was trying to like book you guys for something, and she had these chrome nails, and they were long, and they were chrome and shiny. And Sabrina walks over to me, and she goes, "Really? She just looks like she just peeled that off of a bumper." And I was just, like, she was just going, and I was just dying. I'm like, "Shh, Sabrina, shh." And I recall
Yeah.
that was the same night that you and John were doing that goofy dance behind her and Sabrina was recording her.
Yes, it
Wasn't
was.
that it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that was
though, that
awesome.
was hilarious. This woman is just, she was just spitfire. It was awesome. I loved it. I always loved being around her because the things that would come out
Oh
of her mouth were just so entertaining.
yeah. You should hear some of the stuff we say around the house.
Oh,
This, yeah.
I love it when you guys, yeah, well. When you, okay, you're literally sitting next to each other and you're having a conversation on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Does
That
that
happens a
happen
lot.
often?
Oh yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
It's so funny. Like she's like, Roger wants me to make, steak and eggs or steak and something tonight. And then you go on and you're like, hell yeah, get up there and make it for me. And she'd be like, why don't you get up and make it? Like, and everybody sees this. It's hilarious and it's awesome and
That's the
it's
fun
cute.
part, I
And I loved, and there's one time that Sabrina made a post and she was just like, gotta love when your man wakes up in the morning and brings you coffee in bed. And I just thought, I want to love like that. I
think.
want somebody to bring me coffee in bed.
That works both ways. It's like usually whoever gets up first.
Oh yeah, but it
Yeah.
was just, it was so sweet. It was so cute. You guys are so awesome together. And okay, so people. You got to get this shirt that says, I know Roger Jones. If you want
Does it?
one, you can go through Roger or you can go through Sabrina and you can get yourself a shirt. It's awesome. It's hilarious. And I'm wearing mine at Tin Roof. Not this
Cool.
weekend, but next weekend in Birmingham, so I'm going to totally rock that shirt. So if you're coming to that show, everybody wear your I Know Roger Jones shirt.
That is awesome.
And your shirt, by the way, mister, your Flyby Radio shirt, is being made and shipped out to you as we speak.
That is awesome.
So you will get that.
You will totally cut the sleeves off.
Okay.
And wear it on stage.
I knew you were going to say that. That's awesome.
I don't like sleeves.
I'm with you on that. Even when it's cold, I'm like, why?
I know. Why? I just don't like them.
I second that notion. Completely agree with you. All right, so I want you to tell me the funniest story ever. It doesn't have to be with Who Shot Lizzie. It could be just you playing an acoustic show somewhere. I want you to tell me the funniest moment that pops in your head right now.
You know, I've been trying to think about this since I talked to you the other day. And I really cannot think of anything. I'm like drawing a blank. And it's been driving me crazy because I know in the whole 20-something years I've been playing, like some stupid stuff has happened. And some really stupid stuff. But I cannot think of anything for the life of me right now.
That goes to tell you just how much weird and crazy stuff happens that happens so often that you're not even fazed by it anymore.
I've got it.
Okay, tell me.
I've got one. All right. So back during the Voodoo Jones days, we were playing a show in my hometown, which I knew everybody, you know. So I was bad about wearing Bree's pants because, you know, they just fit better. And these things had bell bottoms. They were like black and kind of velvety feeling. They were like cool ass pants. Like, man, I'm going to wear these on stage tonight. So sure enough, I wear them. And Sabrina warned me. She's like, whatever you do, do not spread your legs out and strike that rock pose you do when you start playing lead, because they will not give like that. So about two songs in, the first thing I do, I go to play a little lead solo. I spread my legs apart, squatted down a little bit. They split from the kneecap all the way up to the belt line. So all the band wives are sitting at a table and stuff, and I slowly lift my guitar up and show them, like, look, you know, these things are split wide ass open. And over on the left, there's like these ladies like that had to be in their 60s, like waving dollar bills at me and stuff. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to that table.
You should have.
Not going to happen.
Oh, that's so funny.
So she had to leave the show, run home, and get me some damn pants. And meanwhile, the only song I sang was the third song of the set. And I had to sing it with my tighty whitey showing.
Well, at least you didn't go commando that night.
Oh my God, you're not kidding.
Do you do that? I mean, no, it's none of my business, but at the time, did you do that ever?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, you always wore tidy whities?
Yeah, well, not those, but that was a rare occasion. But yeah, I can't stand, like, you know, stuff like jiggling around out of place when I'm trying to play.
I don't really have that problem, so that's kind of nice. Oh, man. That is one of my biggest fears, is, like, because you wear the spandex on stage. I mean, I know that it's spandex and it's supposed to stretch, but sometimes the spandex gets thin. And, like, I'm always afraid that I'm going to split somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I never used to worry about that until that happened. And now I'm, like, going to play places and I'm wearing certain pants. And I'm like, should I have brought some extra pants? It's always in the back of my mind now.
That's why you should start wearing sexy underwear. Like, yeah, just get exactly. like bright yellow, or, I don't know, underwear with pickles on them. Like, something funny.
Just in case. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
And then just let those women stick those dollar bills in that. Yeah. Just let them do it.
I always use some spare cash.
There you go. I think any musician could always use some spare cash.
That's the truth.
We make money, but we don't make that much money. Okay, so tell me the biggest struggle you've had being in the music industry.
Oh, wow. Well, of course, there's always the, typical money struggle. You never make as much as you need. So, try to find like stuff to do like during the week if you're not playing to make some extra cash because you really need it. That and just, man, I've missed like so many family get-togethers and holidays and stuff like that, being on the road and, just being away from your family and stuff. It's probably the worst.
Yeah, I can concur on that one. I can agree with you. Have you ever had
The
a
stuff
fear?
breaking down.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Ugh.
Have you ever had a fear of your hands?
Oh, God, yeah. I still do.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
especially
I'm
'cause you
always
said you
worried
were
something will happen to them,
into carpentry, like you were doing all that work.
Oh, yeah. I'm like really, really careful
Yeah.
when I do it. It was like worse when I was doing road paving and stuff like that. I was always terrified I was gonna get them caught in the asphalt spreader, or, just something stupid.
Ooh, that's not stupid. That's an a legitimate fear.
Yeah, I mean, it worries me. They want to do something to them. And I have done stuff to them. Good Lord, on my fretting hand, I smashed one of my fingers like wide ass open, like down to the bone. And I had a show that night in Mobile with Z in a party factory. I didn't have time to go to the doctor, so I washed it out. And I think I taped it shut and then had to tape a popsicle stick to my finger to keep moving it. And so I had to play with my other three fingers. And every time I would try to play, I would try to bend that finger and I would cuss really loud. So they eventually turned my mic off. Yeah, it was not fun. I broke my pinky on my fretting hand. Just all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh man, and you still just went right through with it.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
You gotta play. I like to eat, so I mean, I gotta play.
Oh well, yeah. Well, see the running joke with vocalists is that, oh well, if a vocalist loses their voice, there's it's done. But a guitar player can literally make it through just about anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys, man, you are relentless.
I
Broken
like play.
limbs, just I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
being having the flu on stage. I remember one time John barfed in a beer bottle. I didn't even know it. We were playing one time at Skybar in Auburn, and I don't know, he was fine the whole day. And I don't know if it's something he maybe ate, but I remember he like went to go real quick and drink out of his beer bottle. And then when he was done doing that, he goes in the microphone, he goes, "Well, I feel really pretty right now." And I just thought, well, maybe he was talking about like he just took a big swig of beer. Well, at the end of the night, I go to grab that bottle and he goes, "Don't tip that over." And I was like, "What did you do?" And he goes, "I threw up in the bottle." I was like,
Oh, man.
"Oh, it's so gross. How did you?" I wouldn't have thought to throw up in a beer bottle. I would have probably just projectile vomited all over everyone.
No doubt. I mean, how do you do that, though?
I know. I mean, like
That
you
takes some
gotta,
skill.
yeah. And I don't remember if he was still playing or if he had like stopped, like we were in between songs. I can't remember, but I just remember him like taking a like looking like he was taking a big old swig of that beer and saying that over the microphone. And I'm like, kudos to you, 'cause that, yeah, if that were me, nope.
No doubt.
So you guys are literally relentless. You do everything. You just keep going.
Kind of have to.
Oh, well, yeah. You create the sound. Which, speaking of which, in the beginning of this episode, I have a little bit of you playing, and I found a clip of you at, I think it was Gabriel's bar, and you were just tearing it up, and you were pl then you started playing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," and I thought,
Oh,
holy
wow.
crap, that's freaking awesome! Like
That was when I was out
I
in
knew
the
you were
crowd.
good, but I was like, dang, you
You don't
go,
ever really
Roger.
see me play electric,
No, I've never seen you play with a big group, like with a full band. Like it's always just been acoustic.
right.
So I thought, geez, that's awesome.
I would much rather play electric than I would acoustic any day.
Man, you know, we might. Hey, if you're not playing Saturday, what day is it? Not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. We're at Tin Roof. You want to come,
hell,
you
yeah.
know, pluck a little. If you're in town.
That'd be fun as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I had to check my schedule.
Yeah. We'll throw a little doo-wop song in there, like just throw everybody off guard.
That'd freak people out pretty
what
good.
What was it? We sang Dream by Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was like one of the first songs I learned how to sing harmony on.
It's such a pretty song. I miss music like that. I really
yeah.
do. All right, so how can people get in touch with Mr. Roger Jones? What are some links that I can go ahead and connect to coveruncovers.com?
It's really sad to say, but the only thing I really work on a regular basis is the Facebook pages.
Okay.
You know, there's the Roger Jones personal page. Then I got a, what is it, Roger Jones music page, maybe?
Okay.
I'm hardly ever on there. I need to be better at it.
So in other words, just become really personal friends with Roger Jones.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to drive people to is the Roger Jones music page.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to build it up because my personal page is like usually maxed out. It's crazy.
Yeah. Touche.
I'm like, how is there so many people on here? I don't even know half of them, I don't think.
I know. You know? I think I've maybe met face-to-face about 200 people that I'm friends with. The other of I've never met him. I don't think I've ever met him. I think I'm like, oh, you're in that band. That's cool. Okay.
It's always cool to meet people that you're friends with on there that you've never, you know, met in person.
But, you know, it's always sad, too, because then it's those people that are, I'm like, oh it's really nice to meet you. Like, it's nice to, you know, and they're like, we're friends on Facebook. I'm like,
yeah, true that.
That's okay. Well, it's nice to meet you in person.
Right.
That's always a really awkward moment when,
yeah, true
when
that.
You're like, hi, I'm AK. And they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so. We're friends on Facebook. I'm like, oh.
Man, I've experienced that and worse.
What did you do?
We were playing a show somewhere, and me and Bree like went out afterwards to a late-night place, and we were hanging out. And some dude come up and introduce himself to me. Like, hey, I'm so and so. Hey, man, I'm, you know, Roger Jones. I know I've like sent you a friend request like 3 months ago and you still hadn't approved it and was all like really, you know, was hurt down in his feels about it.
Oh,
and I was like, oh shit, dude, I'm sorry. I must have missed it, you know. So, you know, I added him the next day, you know.
Yeah, you know,
but,
y'all,
yeah.
don't get offended.
He was really cool about it. But,
don't get offended if a musician doesn't add you right away. Because if we don't feel like we know you, it'll probably be a little while.
I mean, if you're like me, which I'm sure is probably worse for you, but I've got like, I think like 300 people like waiting to be added.
Yeah.
And like when people, you know, fade off or go away or if they do something stupid and I delete them,
yeah.
I'll add some, you know, add fresh people on there. But yeah. It's just insane. I mean, you can't add everybody.
Yeah,
they should
really
like boost their friend limit.
Which there shouldn't be a friend limit. Like once you've hit a certain amount of friends on Facebook, it should just instantly become like a music page or whatever. Like
right.
You should hit a number and then they'll ask you, okay, so. What do you want this page to be based off of? Okay, music. All right, excellent. This is now your music page, and you can have as many friends as you want. There shouldn't be a limit to it. Like, I think that's silly.
It really is.
Because then you have to create that extra page, and then, like, to get everybody moved over there is just, it's not going to happen. People want to be on your personal page. They want to know what you're posting every day. They don't want to just know, you know, where you're playing, because everybody's all up in everybody's business these days. So.
Yeah.
They want to know every little detail of your life.
I like try to keep it light and like I don't really post like super personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to keep my venting and, you know, bitching down to a minimum. And I, you know, try to post like funny stuff or humorous stuff or hey, I'm playing so and so, y'all come see me please, you know.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So it's mainly, you know, used for that, but Don't get real personal on there.
Yeah. I love your good morning weirdos posts every morning.
Oh, man. It's amazing how many people replied to it.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, bless it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roger Jones from Who Shot Lizzie. Thank you so much, Roger, for being on it. I really appreciate you doing this. I know you got a pretty busy week with a lot of acoustic shows. It was a pleasure having you on here.
Well, thank you for having me on, and it was great to talk to you.